Wait. Before we start, just want to make sure we're clear here. While this podcast talks about sobriety, mental health, and addiction, it is not meant to replace professional medical advice. Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety.
I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're ex-sisters-in-law, brought together in marriage and bonded through our sobriety journey.
Join us as we talk sobriety, addiction, and everything in between. You're in for quite a ride. And our Substack is buzzing with amazing content, from creative mocktail recipes to insightful courses and reflective exercises. There is something for everyone. Don't miss out. It's a great way to add some extra joy and depth to your journey. Check it out. Welcome to our favorite part of the show, our mocktail hour. And this is where we roll up our sleeves and test out non-alcoholic beverages and give you our honest thoughts. So whether it's fizzy, fruity, or herbal, or just confusing, sit back, relax, and let us spare you the ew, that's gross moments, because somebody's got to do the dirty work and we're happy to take one for the team. We are tasting sangrias, which I will say I miss a sangria. I actually used to like making it. I loved like all the fruit and everything. So here we have the Sangria Señorial, and it's a non-alcoholic sangria flavored soda originating from Mexico. And I'm going to pop this one. It comes in a bottle with a bottle cap.
Oh! I love sangria.
Hang on,
what's happening over there?
Mine's spilling.
I do miss sangria.
Yeah. I have to say. Yeah, and it's hard to recreate, right?
Yummy. Although, it just tastes like juice to me.
Well, it is a soda in the soda line. So, okay. What is your first impression of the flavors?
I think this would be really good as a base, like to make, you know, like a pitcher of sangria. You could use a couple of bottles of this, put in the fruit, maybe add a bit more carbonation. I thought there'd be more carbonation than there actually is.
Yeah, it's not super carbonated. I mean, sangria is not typically a carbonated beverage.
No, it's true. It's true. I don't know. There's something. It's really good, but it just tastes like a bottle of juice to me.
Okay. I would say it's fizzy. It's smooth and like rich tasting. It tastes kind of has a syrupy vibe to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a complex flavor.
It is definitely not a complex flavor.
Aftertaste. Yeah. Kind of has like a sangria-y aftertaste. So what do you think? You think you could use, I mean, I will say this just to put it out there, if you're going to use it as a base. This bottle has 160 calories in it and 39 grams of added sugar. So if you're going to use it as a base, I mean, for me, I would have to be mindful of what I put into it, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. What do you think?
I wouldn't drink this. I wouldn't buy this. I guess because for me, sangria is sangria. This just doesn't. Like if you want a fruity red drink that you can put some like pieces of fruit in it, sure. Yeah. But I will say like this is sweeter than sangria to me, and I don't think that there's like it's a comparison.
Okay.
My opinion.
I will say that this has sparked me to want to make a sangria. So I will post a non-alcoholic sangria recipe on our Substack.
Okay.
Because I want to make a sangria. And, you know, we have our holidays coming up. I kind of want to make a sangria. I think it's festive. I like things in like a bowl. Okay. Next one is we've been calling it Cleaver, but it could be Clever.
Huh.
Yeah,
it could be Clever.
Sangria, and it's in a can, and it's a take on a fruity punch. I'm opening Oh, almost broke a nail.
I like this one. Okay. I definitely taste the citrus here.
Definitely taste the citrus.
I taste the peach.
Did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birth date. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostic comes in. With their True Age test, you can discover your true biological age, plus get insights into things like your risk for heart disease, Alzheimer's, and even early mortality. And the best part, it's all done from the comfort of your own home. No prescriptions, no lab visits, just a simple test sent right to your door. By tracking your biological age, you can actually see how the changes you make, whether it's to your exercise, diet, or sleep, affect your health over time. It's about taking actionable steps to improve your well-being. Oh, and if you're wondering about high-profile people taking it seriously, Brian Johnson, the guy who's working on reversing aging, and I watched his documentary on Netflix, uses True Diagnostic to track his progress. Ready to find out your biological age? Right now, our listeners can get 20% off their entire order at truediagnostic.com by using the code CIS2025 at checkout. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDIAGNOSTIC.com. Just use the code SIS2025 to save 20%. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll get an additional 20% off the 50% discount. Discover your true age today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I taste definitely peach. I taste some cranberry.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And I feel like less sweet than the other one. Like not as
for sure
syrupy.
For sure. I think it
also has much less sugar. 18 grams.
Way less sugar. What do you taste? I mean, one thing about sangria, I remember, you know, you'd throw in like some cinnamon sticks. I would throw in some clove. Do you taste that?
I don't taste cinnamon. I don't taste clove. But okay. I definitely think you could add it.
Yeah, I love that. You could pour this into a glass and throw in a cinnamon stick.
Yes.
And some cloves. Or you could throw in a sachet of spices, like whole spices that you like. Aftertaste, what do you think? I kind of like this.
Yeah, I like this. I find this really refreshing. I wouldn't say there's too much of an aftertaste, actually. Like, it's in a good way. Kind of like makes my mouth joyful.
Yeah. Okay, what would you drink this with a meal, or would you drink it like while opening gifts on Christmas morn? Or where does this fit? Is this a summer drink?
This would be nice for a Christmas. Yeah, it can be a summer drink for sure. I think this is a definite summer drink. I can see myself drinking this out on a dock somewhere. I also feel like you could do something really festive with it for a Christmas brunch, actually. And like, yeah, I do think you could. I really do like it. It's
pictures
refreshing.
On the can are of oranges, lemons, grapes. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah, I would say I think too, because it's not a super complex
no
beverage. I think to add a cinnamon stick would be really cute. And maybe this is the one where you could add it, like an orange slice and a lemon slice. And like,
for sure. Yeah. And I think put it in a nice glass. Like, oh yeah. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of that, actually.
Okay. I'm pouring it out into a glass. It is a light pink. Love pink. I love a pink drink.
Nice.
Where are you on a 1 to 10 on this about recommending it?
I'm a 9.
I'm like an 8.
Okay.
I think it's missing something, but I think we can give it that something. On the Senorial, you're a...
I'm a 4 on this.
I'm like a 3 on that, but I think that I will take the blame. I don't think it was a good head-to-head comparison because I think that is a soda. That is a Mexican soda. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's not in the same category.
Category. Okay.
I just don't.
I would agree with you. It does seem like a soda.
Yeah. And I will say, I mean, since when is sangria carbonated?
I've put carbonation in my sangria before. What? I have, yeah.
With what? Like you throw in like
Sprite? I know I'm probably like, people are probably like, oh my gosh.
I didn't know
soda,
that.
Sprite. Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to. I don't know.
Club soda, I can see, or like sparkle, like top it off with sparkling water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so head to head, which I don't necessarily agree with the head-to-head comparison. It's definitely the C-L-E-V-E-R sangria.
Clever and, or cleaver, yes.
Yeah. Did you get this at Costco?
I did.
Huh.
Did you?
No, I think I ordered it online, but I remember that it was easy for you to get.
Yeah, I got it. I don't know if it's still at Costco, but I did get mine at Costco. Yeah.
Well.
It's really good.
Yep. So there we go for sangrias. I think we still continue the search. I think we try our own recipes and see where we end up.
I agree.
If anyone has a good sangria recipe, drop us
Let us know.
Yep.
Well, thank you all for listening to Sisters in Sobriety, and we will see you next week.
This was Sisters in Sobriety.
Thank you for listening and being with us today.
If you want to learn more about sobriety and meet your community, find us at sistersinsobriety.substack.com.
Are you a sister in sobriety? Then reach out on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're feeling generous, leave us 5 stars and a review and follow us wherever you listen.
You'll never miss an episode. Until next time.
Angel Reese McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.